Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast. To celebrate the season 4 premiere of Summer House, we sat down with two very important people.
You may remember Noah Sampton, Senior Vice President of Current Production for Bravo, who came on the show very recently.
Before his time at Bravo, Noah was the Vice President of Current Productions at Truly Original, one of the production companies that produces many of Bravo's shows.
Noah developed, filmed, and produced season 1 of Summer House before coming to Bravo, where he continues to oversee the series. So he has seen it all since the beginning.
And of course, you know Kyle Cook, Mr. Send It himself. Turns out Kyle was a very integral part of the making of the show.
We chatted with Noah and Kyle to find out how it all began, including how the show was cast, the first weekend of filming, and of course, that iconic first Summer House episode where the ladies of Sir partied at the Hamptons house.
Two words: Steve Jobs. So listen up, you're about to get all the insider deets of what goes into making Summer House. So Noah and Kyle, I obviously wanted to bring you two together so that we could talk about the origin story of Summer House. But first, Noah, you wanted to make a special dedication.
Yes, yeah, I would like to dedicate this podcast to the biggest Summer House fan that I know, which is my mother-in-law, Catherine.
Aww.
Hi, Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
Thanks for watching.
That was adorable.
That is so sweet. Okay. I want to know how the whole idea of Summer House came about.
So Summer House was kind of, I think, in some ways, inspired a little bit by Vanderpump Rules, which was a new show on Bravo with a new kind of a new, younger, sexier cast than a lot of the shows that had been succeeding on Bravo at that time. And it was a big hit, and Bravo wanted to kind of explore that world a little bit more. And I think there were people who were pitching different ideas, different groups of friends, different worlds. You know, we're always interested in finding a new, unique world to explore, to show the rest. You know, the Hamptons, as much as everybody knows the Hamptons, there's a lot of people in this country who've never been there, who've never experienced it. We wanted to show that world firsthand. But one thing that was really...
More of like certain, like, you know, ideas of what the Hamptons, you know, must be like, because they read like The Great Gatsby.
Right.
And they have no idea.
Or they saw like the Diddy White Party or something.
Right, right, right.
So we wanted to get a real version of the Hamptons. And, you know, one thing that was important, you're doing Summer House is basically a house show. And it, you know, it's not seven strangers picked to live in a house. This,
yeah.
This is like,
well, that's actually how it started. Like,
but not strangers. Like, we
right.
want, like,
well, but long before it wound up on Bravo's lap, it was a fairly green producer that was just put out a casting call, and I literally kind of jokingly showed up. My buddy, who's had a house in Montauk for like 30, 40 years, he's just like, if anyone is going to be responsible for ruining this town, it should be you. And I was like, thank you. But I showed up, and this is, you know, like I said, long before kind of Bravo got their fingers on it and kind of said, no, it needs to be a group of existing friends. I walked in and didn't really know anyone in the room. And I was like, I told the producer right out of the gate, I'm like, you're doing something wrong because I should know half the people here. You have this small town vibe, you know, when you go out there and you practically recognize everyone. So it had to kind of like ebb and flow for them to realize that, hey, the only way a network like Bravo would pick it up if it's got a little more of a dynamic, you know, cast. And what better way to have a dynamic cast than have a cast with history? So that's kind of... That was actually the spring of 2015. So we didn't even film till summer 2016.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that cast that knows each other, if they have drama or they have a relationship, it's much more meaningful to an audience when there's history between people. They actually knew each other rather than you throw people together, they hook up, who cares?
Right.
They have a fight, who cares?
Plus, you know, those other shows, you just kind of assume they pick the people based on their ability to clash. And right out of the gate, I feel like that's just kind of... I feel like the level of drama is just going to be mediocre because it's like, well, of course they don't get along. They, you know, it's politics or it's, you know, where do you stand on sexuality? You know, just like the super basic opinions that a lot of shows kind of rely on, I feel like.
How many do you remember how many different cast members cycled through before we settled on that final group?
Oh, man. I mean, it got to a point where I just said, look, if I'm going to spend any time, you know, introducing friends, I need to have a better sense of what what the end goal here is. You know, I take my career seriously. I have an MBA. I also didn't want to like risk anything, as a lot of my friends didn't either. And so I told the casting director, I'm like, just come to a party. I'm throwing a party for actually Everett's charity. It was a nonprofit. 300 of her friends showed up, and they just had their basically it was like a free for all. They just went around. No one had a clue there was a casting director coming, and she kind of made the rounds. And so, you know, at that point, they already knew that I knew the Workuses, and we were kind of latched on to our social circles. But man, hundreds of people came through, hundreds. And some I knew very well, some I didn't really know at all.
But, you know, and for Kyle, he said a few times to me, like, this is my summer also. I want to enjoy it. I want to be with my friends like we do every summer. So this is something, you know, the house in Montauk, the group share in Montauk. How many times had you done that before the show?
I've been going out to Montauk since like 2005, 2006 with my friend who made the initial, casting email forward. But yeah, it was kind of like one of those things where you're like, hey, I work my ass off. And, you know, how does this fit into our work schedule during the summer? And how does this fit into like the time that I want to actually enjoy the fruits of my labor? Because, you know, I don't watch a ton of TV, and I'm just imagining like The Bachelor, where you literally get stripped of your phone and, you know, your career is like on the line, because Lord knows how you're going to be portrayed on that show.
Well, that's kind of what I like about the show, because aside from not many people having been to the Hamptons, if you don't live in New York, you're not necessarily familiar with the summer culture and right. Summer Fridays. Like, that doesn't exist elsewhere, where people are working so hard during the week and then boom, it's yep. Like party your ass off.
Like, Amanda's had to live two separate lives, because they knew about the show, but it never intertwined. And yeah, Monday through, fortunately, she had summer Fridays, because it's not like she could take every Friday off to film. So, you know, that's just a perfect example where, I mean, tell me another show where, you know, that's going on.
Right.
Well, and that was really important to us, because if you're putting people together in a house to drink and party all weekend, you know, you don't want it to be that's their whole lives. So we needed to find people to cast people. Who actually had jobs, who actually cared about their careers, who were trying to make something of themselves and use that, you know, as an escape from that, from the intense pressure of Manhattan. And I think that's another thing that makes the Hamptons unique, is like, where else do you have a city like New York where you have to get out in the summer on the weekends?
Right. So at what point in this process did you two meet?
We met probably 6 months before shooting started. Something like that. Kyle doesn't know this, but I was meeting all the cast, all the potential cast members and a few others, as we're trying to sort of finalize exactly who it's going to be. And I meet Kyle, and he's the guy who's connected to everybody, right? So everybody knows him the best. He's sort of this sort of central figure in the cast. And he came in, he told me a little bit of what he just said to you guys, of like, you know, my job is really important to me. Work is what matters. You know, I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't know what this is about. Like, I talked to him for a couple hours, and I was like, this guy does not seem like he's any fun at all.
I know. He met Monday through Friday, Kyle.
And I actually said, like, I don't know if we should cast him, but he's so connected to everybody. And I was like, he's handsome. And, you know, so.
I mean, I went into casting. It was, like, basically all business. You know, I'm just like, you know. This is who I am. And yeah, like it reminded me of business school, because I kind of caught wind that you guys, the Matt and Scott were like, Kyle, they're not quite understanding the play hard Kyle, because everyone talks about the play hard Kyle, but all we're getting is the work hard Kyle in our various casting interviews. And so I was like, well, I mean, come interview me on the weekend. I don't know what to tell you.
Right. We're meeting in like a boardroom. So.
Right. Like, you're not.
I was in business mode.
Seeing him at 3 a.m. in the kitchen just talking to himself.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Shoveling food in.
Yeah. At the time, I was working on a nutrition app. I mean, it's like the most hypocritical business venture of all time. If you watch me on television.
Okay. So for the Bravo fans, we were introduced to Summer House via Vanderpump Rules. So I want to know what that first weekend was like shooting with them.
Oh, it was hysterical, because we had no idea what we were doing. Fortunately, with alcohol, you kind of forget the cameras are there. We didn't link up with them until Sunday. You know, they were having their little girls, you know, hangout sesh whenever they arrived, like Saturday. And it was Sunday. We were supposed to have like a clam bake. And, you know, we arrived to the beach with, you know, tons of rosé and not much else. And these girls were fashionably late, to say the least. And so by the time they arrived, I was already in the bag. And I didn't realize until I watched that first episode. I'm at the head of the table, and I can just see. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm already shit-faced. And I'd purposely not – I mean, I knew Lauren and Ashley knew Stassi, and I knew they're on this show that I've never seen. And, you know, I didn't want to look them up on Instagram. I didn't want to know who's single, who's not. I wanted to just basically meet them how I normally would, which apparently was blacked out in a hot tub.
Well, and the crazy thing is, like, you know, that was our first weekend of shooting. And for a new show to start the way that we had to start, you know, which is with a crossover episode. So that's kind of when you start a show, when you have a brand new show launching, you don't sort of lock yourself into here's where it has to start. You shoot and you figure out where the natural start is. Mm. We didn't have that luxury. We had the Vanderpumps there. We knew we were going to air directly out of Vanderpump. So we knew that we had to have a really special first day of shooting with the Vanderpumps and with the Summer House guys. And we had to have something happen because there has to be a moment, right, when you cross over from Vanderpump to Summer House. And that moment can't be, well, they were just hanging out and nothing really happened.
Right.
So we're shooting all day waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
And hoping something's going to happen. And one of our producers on Summer House, one of our executive producers, the amazing and talented Sun DeGraff, had also been a producer on Vanderpump. So she knew everybody really well. And at one point, Stassi comes up to her at night when we got back to the house and kind of whispers in her ear, you know, that Kyle guy is pretty cute. And Stassi was single at the time. And, you know, Sun whispers this back to us, and all of a sudden we're like, everybody in the control room is buzzing, and we're like, maybe that's our moment. Maybe these guys will hook up. And we all were picturing like this romance that started on Summer House. Well, it didn't exactly go that way, but they did end up in the hot tub alone, and we're literally sitting there, like, edge of our seats, like, all rooting for Kyle to make his move and, you know, land this plane and, you know, get in there with Stassi.
Just a massive plane crash.
Which, for a moment, we were all like, oh, no, what are we going to do now? And then suddenly we were like, wait a minute, this works great.
Yeah.
And luckily, Kyle had, like, a great sense of humor about it. He wasn't like, oh, I missed my shot with this girl. He thought it was hilarious.
I mean, it's still very memorable for me. Like, not only the Steve Jobs comment, but the, like, high-fiving her because you could see her nipples through her swimsuit.
I mean, I'll be honest. Like, I'm usually, like, you know, very much, like, go with the flow. It took me a couple times to watch that because, I mean, not many people make their debut. I was blacked out, okay? You actually see me black in. When I realize I've, like, really offended her, I black in, and I'm like, oh, shit. Then I'm like, how did I get here? And, that was slightly horrifying, but yeah. It took me a couple watches to, you know, appreciate how hilarious it was. And one of the comments that stuck with me was once season one had aired, someone's like on Twitter, they were like, oh my God, now that we know who Kyle is and appreciate my sense of humor, go back and watch the hot tub scene because it was like a little misconstrued. People thought I was just a dick. Meanwhile, I'm just like literally a tech entrepreneur trying to like flirt with her.
So you said that they were very late that day. Do you remember what might have caused that?
Everything went wrong that weekend. So you may not even realize how much went wrong.
Oh, no. I was just throwing the football around and basically went into that clam bake probably like 10 deep and zero food in my stomach.
We were, as producers, we were terrified. There had been a couple places that we were planning on shooting that complications had come up in Montauk. We couldn't shoot there anymore, so everybody was already scrambling. Carl was basically, I think, ready to quit the show. He was, you know, it's a lot to throw. So Carl was the last guy cast on the show. He had less time to sort of adjust to the idea. Suddenly, he's staying in a house where there's a camera in his bedroom. You know, there's a bathroom that he shares with 10 other people. He was stressing out, and we were all pretty sure he was just going to walk off the show. The Vanderpump cast arrives with all their camera crews and their producers. We have all the Summer House guys there. It was just mayhem trying to figure it out.
It must have been like 40 people.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
And everything was riding on this one day and making sure that we got the
moment. We basically had like 6 hours to like get this crossover.
Right.
And fortunately, I was, you know, fully newt.
Thank God.
Well, not to get too much into the present, but we see in the Super Tees that you hang out with the Southern Charm kids this season. So who's more fun to hang out with?
Oh, it depends on the time of day.
Yeah. I mean, Vanderpump or...
Oh, I thought you meant on the Southern Charm show. Oh, all right. That's a good call. They're very different, but we all are, you know, we all can appreciate what we've been through, gone, you know, when you put your lives out there. I mean, the Southern Charm guys really go full steam ahead, particularly when there aren't cameras around. You know, I've partied with them on numerous occasions, and I'm like, wow, you guys give like the PG rated version on your show.
Oh yeah, tell us.
Oh
more.
Yeah, I mean their cameras go down at like 11 o'clock, and then they're like, okay, now let's party. Where we're like, give me a break. We've been partying all day. So off camera, I feel like those guys rip and tear. And then Vanderpump, I feel like a little more like us. They're more likely to let loose a little earlier on in the day. Mm. So it really kind of depends on the hour.
Interesting. How did you guys find the Summer House?
I mean, we found it the same way you find any summer house. You look at you know, the different real estate websites. You go out and me and Kyle and Lindsay went out in, I think it was February or early March that year.
Yep.
And we looked at houses and we looked at that one and you guys liked it.
And part of that whole journey was giving the homeowners peace of mind, because I do think that the town had this knee jerk reaction. Oh my God, this is Jersey Shore. You know, and the show is going to, you know, bring more people than we can handle. And I'm like, okay, the town's already at capacity. So you guys have already done that done that to yourself. But it was to give the homeowner peace of mind that, like, look, we're all working professionals. We've done this before. We know how to treat a home like it's ours, because we want our security deposit back. And we're just, you know, we're going to handle this like adults. So, yeah, I mean, it was cold out. We were walking around Montauk, you know, in the wintertime. And that first house was awesome. A little on the smaller side, you know, but still love that house.
And it's challenging because we have to have a house that's big enough for the whole cast, but we also have, you know, producers and a control room that we need in the house too. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I'll never forget. I was the first one in with cameras that first day, and it was like that upside down house. And so the cameraman's walking backwards as I'm like walking in, and he's not familiar with the house. I'm, you know, I haven't been there for months, and he just backs right up into a wall. And I was like, oh, shit. This is to happen. Yeah.
What was more nerve-wracking, shooting your first season or watching as it aired?
I think, like I said, it was pretty easy for us, or at least for me, to kind of forget the cameras were there and just be myself. I think watching it back, especially since I kind of put Amanda through a lot that summer, was challenging. Like, we had to watch every episode together, and sometimes you kind of relive the same fight, or you literally have the same fight. But it was also, you know, we kind of put a lot of trust and faith in our producers on the production and the network side, because, you know, technically they kind of have free reign. They have to. And, you know, we had no idea what to expect from an editing standpoint, but we were all relieved because it was, all right, we have massive amounts of footage, and it's just a consolidation effort, right? It gets condensed down to something that can be told over, that first season was 10 episodes. So I was actually so like thankful that I thought it was a really good testament to our summer.
Yeah. You know, I had interviewed Noah before just about his job and like what it entails. And he said that he's had to field distressed calls from Bravo Lebs before. Have you ever been one of those calls?
Oh yeah. That's that first season. Yeah, I mean, we were going through a lot. What was also very challenging for everyone was the fact that, unlike a Vanderpump or a below deck, where you still have the workplace as like home base, we on Monday morning scatter. We all go about our lives, but we still have a group chat. And in some situations, drama would address itself. And so by the time the weekend came, the producers are like, what happened? Why aren't you mad at Kyle anymore? Oh, we worked it out. Well, that doesn't work for television. That's challenging. And on the flip side, you know, tension could build because we'd see each other during the week and we weren't necessarily filming. From that result, you know, we were going through this and we, you know, particularly during the week, you know, when I'm thinking back, like, what the hell? I'd call Noah and he'd give me some peace of mind.
And I will say, of the distress calls that I get and the callers, like, Kyle's are the best. Like, they are not, he doesn't scream at me, he's not crying, he's like, very reasonable always, so.
But that first season, there was more calls going to headquarters than I think almost any other season because we were just like, it was a little of a roller coaster.
It's one of the hardest things that a person can go through, I think, to be, you know, spend a season shooting, be, you know, what the producers ask always is be open, be vulnerable, be yourself, and just expose yourself like that. And then sit there spinning and wondering, how is this going to play out on TV? We're shooting hundreds of hours that are getting condensed to 43 minutes. Literally, like, 150, 200 hours of footage getting condensed down to 43 minutes. We're picking and choosing what to show of that experience. And he's just got to trust that it's happening in a way that is going to be okay for him.
Yeah. I mean...
And meanwhile, I still have, like, student loans from business school. So I'm just like, what did I do?
Any point that you sort of regretted signing up for this?
No, never. I think it's been, you know, not only an incredible experience, but it's a little therapeutic. I mean, yeah. It's you really can't explain what it's like until, like, literally, like, even my parents, like, they couldn't understand what it's like until they actually film something. And they're like, oh, right. Okay. So it's incredible. And I think that's why, particularly with the younger shows, you know, you really feel like you have this common bond because it is such an incredible kind of surreal experience.
And unique.
I also wondered, because you guys are friends on Summer House and this very organic experience, what is it then like when certain people aren't asked back?
Yeah, I mean, it a lot of that kind of is, I feel like, some of the deciding factors are literally like what's going on with the friendships. It's not just like, oh, we're not asking so-and-so back because we didn't like their season. It's like, what's going on with the, you know, the cast dynamic, because we are friends. And, you know, another challenging aspect of our show, unlike a lot of shows, we hang out the other 9 months of the year. And again, things happen. And so first episode, the producers are left with the challenge of like, how the hell do we pick up where we left off? Because, you know, a lot went down. So, you know, in some situations, it's a little bit of a bummer if it's not the best fit for everyone. But, you know, I think for the most part, people understand. And, you know, you never wind up with a house with the same exact people year after year. It's just
in real life,
never happened.
Like, it doesn't happen when you have a share house. Your friends cycle in and out. There are certain people who have stuff they can't go out for the weekend. So we try very hard in casting and producing to stay true to that process. Like, when we decide to find, you know, oh, well, you know, Ashley Workus is moving to California, so she's obviously not part of the show anymore. Okay, who's somebody else that you guys are friends with that could fit in this house, or a friend of a friend? Because that is also how you get people to a summer house, share house, when, you know, you might not have enough friends to do it, so you might get a friend of a friend or a friend of a friend.
Oh, yeah. And that's actually the best part. You will wind up with a friend of a friend in the house that you've never met before, and in a perfect world, you leave the summer with a new friend. But on the flip side, I mean, the producers wanted to gain insight. You know, I remember going to a couple summers, and it's like, would you do a house with this person again? All things considered. And I'd be like,
Who would you say about?
You know, there's a couple obvious ones. But no, it's, you know, we don't ever want it to turn into like Survivor, you know?
Right.
But it has to feel natural because like it's our summer, you know? We're not going to cram someone in there that really doesn't belong.
So has this whole process changed any of your friendship dynamics that you didn't think it would?
Yeah, I mean, look, you put yourself out there. You know, I'm known as being a little verbose. I wrote a 17-page email. you know, I think that I've never had a single falling out in my entire life. with a friend. And so, you know, having to go through that for the first time in like the public eye was, you know, that was pretty interesting.
Noah, anyone that for you
that I've had falling outs with that
yeah.
I
No, that you're just like, God, you know, I really wish this person, like, we could have seen more of them.
I mean, I kind of loved most of the people that have been on the show. There are people that don't sort of make a big impact because they don't involve themselves in story very much. And then, you know, there's just not time to be able to take another season with somebody like that. But, you know, everybody from season one was great. I think everybody tried so hard to do everything that we asked as producers. And it's just, it's tough that you can't keep bringing everybody back year after year, you know?
Yeah. Well, I have like a million more questions, but we're out of time. But thank you guys so much. This was amazing.
Thank you. That was
thank
fun.
Thank you for having us.
Been a little while.
Fun fact, which I did not know, Kyle has an MBA from Babson College and a bachelor's degree in political science and architecture from Trinity College.
No wonder why he wants to let loose on the weekends. He has been in school for basically his entire life.
Seriously. Thank you so much to Noah Sampton and Kyle Cook for stopping by The Daily Dish to talk about the production of Summer House.
Yes, and be sure to tune in to Summer House. New episodes premiere on Wednesdays at 9, 8 Central.
And we'll be back with our regularly scheduled episode this Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long, not just Thursdays. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.